Good evening. Good evening. It's nearly Slichus week. I must have mentioned it once. My grandfather was a little bit Swiss. With all his miles. And he was always on. He took out his winter coat. First day Slichus would take his winter coat out. First day Slichus, that was like when he took his winter coat out. Before that, he wouldn't. Afters would be first day Slichus would take his winter coat out. So I was just wondering, maybe this year could be that, because it could have been that Oshana is a day earlier, then Slichus would have started this week. So I'm not sure. It's like just a short Slichus week, so I wasn't sure what the halacha is. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, we're up to Simon Resh Nun Gimel. We're continuing in Sif Aleph, and today we're going to be addressing Yisrael Tzidik Yishayel with regards to Machlokes Chananya and Rabbonon about the Ikka Takona Shehiyah. Okay, so we've spoken extensively about Gov Vekotum, Kashu Gvove. Now we're going to go back to the initial point. When was actually the Takona established? So we all understand that this is here is because of Shema Yichati B'Kicholim, because he's going to end up stoking. We also understand that the Gzeri is made Dafka on food that is placed on Friday afternoon, and it's not about putting it back on Shabbos, that's called Chazorah. We also understand that it's a certain ways out, if the fuel is something which you cannot stoke, and similarly also if it's covered and removed, then again, Issachir doesn't apply. Now we'll go a step back. And let us start. And the Shulchan Aruch is a bit long. There's a few points here, but I want to actually, yeah, okay, break this down. Okay, we're up to page Chof Aleph. V'im shochach v'shoha. This is a knock on a consequence of the early halachas, slightly disconnected in a way. What happens if somebody did a shehiyah be'issa? If somebody forgot and he did a shehiyah, he forgot. He completely forgot. He was really not meant to do shehiyah, but he forgot to place it there. What's the halacha then? So Shulchan Aruch says, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom in the Dirshu editions of the Mishneh Berurah. So it's about where the Mishneh Berurah says, if gotten chav tes. That's really where we're up to. So, im shachach v'shah, if somebody just placed it and he forgot it there. So now, im utav shel shebishal kol tzoko, if it's a fully cooked item, then muta afilu mitztamek v'yofeloi. You're allowed to enjoy it. So this really goes to an ishaile which we're going to be discussing Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemayin Shin Yud Ches, a topic which we discussed a couple of times, that there is a gzera of what happens if somebody cooks something on Shabbos? Well, are you allowed to eat the food or not? Right, absolutely. So that's this concept is Gemara in Shabbos, and it's applied in many areas of Halacha. It's called Ma'ase Shabbos. If somebody does an Issa on Shabbos, and there's, of course, many differences if it's purposely, intentionally or not, many differences. But if somebody does a Maisa Issa on Shabbos, he cooks on Shabbos, for instance, then you're not allowed to enjoy it and benefit from it on Shabbos. So the case of the Gemara is, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, somebody cooks on Shabbos, not allowed to enjoy it, not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Sometimes you're allowed to enjoy the Motzah Shabbos, sometimes you're not even allowed to enjoy the Motzah Shabbos. Without going into details, it's all discussed in Shem Shinu Tches. Now, what about if he was a Shehir b'Issa? If a person did a Shehir, he kept food on the flame as Shabbos came in, but it was fully cooked. So now, it wasn't gov v'kotum, it wasn't on a hot plate, it wasn't on a blech. It was issa, it was also. He was actually not allowed to keep it there on the fire, but he did. So what's the halacha then? So the Shulchan Aruch is now teaching us that, you know, in terms of this gzera of chachomim, in terms of this issa of ma'ase Shabbos, which is an issa drabbonon, ma'ase Shabbos, not to benefit something which was done by issa, here, when it comes to Shehiyah, Chachomim didn't forbid it at all. It's actually permitted. Somebody who shochach, he forgot, and he was shoye, and he left on the fire a fully cooked dish on Shabbos, as Shabbos came in, he's allowed to benefit and enjoy it hot on Shabbos. And the reason for that, as the Mishneh Berurah explains, is because why allowed to enjoy? Because it's a passive, like Covid Meiser. It's a passive Issa. When you're cooking something, you're doing something but Issa. When you're writing something, you're cooking something, you're doing something, you're not allowed to benefit and enjoy of something which was of Chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to enjoy Chilul Shabbos. By the way, it's very relevant when it comes to some of the productions, even nowadays, which are manufactured, and we sometimes even find in the shops nowadays, some of these manufactured by pechil. You know, some people are makbid. That's a gzeit, that's a chumra. Just to give you the example, some are makbid, some draw, some plastic. There's some factories in Eretz which are very big. They manufacture various productions. And some people are makbid not to buy it. The issa of Maisa Shabbos doesn't only apply of cooking. Cooking is the case of the Gemara. But also when somebody's Mechal Shabbos by producing something, there's also, you can also, the potential is a problem of utilizing and using, getting benefit from that. So it is, I'm just bringing it as an example. Now, in terms of Shehiyah, since Shehiyah was something which was completely passive, all you did is nothing. You were passive. You left it on the fire. It's a Shehiyah. You left it on the fire. It's pretty passive, isn't it? So therefore, Chachamim said, you know, you left it there passive. So Chachamim didn't establish this provision of enjoying from it. You left it on the fire on Shabbos. That was wrong. Okay, now what? Now Chachamim said, okay, you know what? It was passive. You're allowed to eat it on. You're allowed to enjoy it hot on Shabbos.
This is warming something up, basically. Warming it up
that yeah, it up. Yeah, yeah. But we're going to see soon that it's a bit different, that if you warm something up on Shabbos in a permitted way, which is called, in plain English, Chazorah. So when you're warming something up on Shabbos, then that will be, even if it's permitted, even if it's not, if you're not cooking, but if you did chazor be'issa on Shabbos, potential halach is different. Because you did not, because COVID meiser. Here, if you're shishia, low COVID meiser. That's very important. So if somebody forgets once, you suddenly realize that, oh, actually something went wrong, and your rebbetzin or your children or something did a shishia be'issa. Okay, so before you take the stick out, I'm saying maybe you should do that as well. But either way, you should enjoy the food. You can enjoy the food on Shabbos. Chachamim were not didn't ask Ma'aser Shabbos in terms of Shehiyah. It's an important issue to know. Pardon? No, only here. No, Drabon is also Ma'aser Shabbos. But here it's because of Loi Kovid Ma'aser. Shulchan Aruch says Him Shachach V'Shoy. Person forgot in was Shehiyah. Imu Tav Shel Shebishul Kotzoy. If it's fully cooked. Even if it's still cooking, it added to the flavor and it's getting better, but it's fully cooked, it's fine. It's fine, but yeah, that. Also on Matzah Shabbos. But if it's not fully cooked, then it's also only allowed to enjoy the Matzah Shabbos. Why is that? Why is that? If it's not fully cooked, then you're not allowed to enjoy it on Shabbos. You have to wait for Matzah Shabbos. Exactly, because Bevashel Shabbos is, yeah. You cooked on Shabbos. You cooked on Shabbos. And cooking on Shabbos, you're not to enjoy it on Shabbos. You have to wait for most of Shabbos. Pardon? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. It's not the rice cooking. Correct.
Cooked by itself.
Yeah, it could cook by itself. Yeah. But you're allowed, that's right. But it's still not the Shehiyah. Yeah.
So let's say you have a homogenous meal and got a bitch in the hospital in a hotel on Shabbos.
Yes.
They'll heat it up.
A goy
will heat it up.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, we'll see. The Ramah speaks about that. Mamshut Ramah speaks about
it. They're just
heating it up. Yeah, yeah. Ramah, that's Ramah. Give the Ramah. Give it a minute. We'll speak about it in a minute. Ve'imav ve'sha osu b'shneim. Ve'ad b'chdesh yasu. Now, the Ramah goes into your case, and he says as follows. Ve'imich ziru meni yudi b'shabbos. Now, we are talking about Chazorah. So, the truth is, this is a bit premature, because we didn't learn about Chazorah yet. Chazorah is the permitted ways of returning a cooked dish on Shabbos, and heating it up on Shabbos. We all do it. Many of us do it on Shabbos, right? If you think about the cholent, you're taking off the flame, you're putting it back. Think about soup, yeah? Think about whatever it may be. Often you're going to... So Chazorah, we're going to learn, Chazorah at times is mutter on... Not at times. Chazorah is permitted on Shabbos. Chazorah beheter is mutter on Shabbos. What happens if a goy did... if a goy returned it on Shabbos? So a goy took the cholent off, and let's say... he didn't keep his hands and he put it on the thing and he didn't keep to the rules. He put it and then the goy put it back on the flame. So now you're allowed to enjoy from it or not? Goy did chazorah. Goy returned. Imagine your cholent. The goy takes it off and 5 minutes later he puts it back onto the flame. And now suddenly he says, "Oh, Maria, what done you?" You're gonna say. And then, me done nothing, she's going to say. and then afterwards, you're going to say, well, are you allowed to enjoy this or not? So the answer is, The answer is, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, he mechziru meni yudi b'shabbos, tinoi k'shochach v'shoha. It's that the halacha is that b'dieved is permitted. Goy did it b'isra. If a goy did it, you didn't ask him to do it. But you're still not to enjoy him and benefit from it on Shabbos. You're not to. V'mechziru Yisrael, tinoi k'ova v'shoha. But if the Yid did it, then it's a problem. If the Yid, your brother, your friend, your cousin, he decided to do a chazara beisa without the conditions, he returned it, then the halacha is, no, you've got a problem over here. This could be a problem of Ma'aseh Shabbos. But again, this is premature because we haven't really learned the halacha of chazara. But we need to remember this because elsewhere, when we learn about the chazara, we need to remember that if it was done beisa, then actually, if a yid does chazara beisa, it's a problem, but the eved, you're not allowed to enjoy it. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that when we get to that.
With your goy doing the thing,
yeah.
You're not asking him, but if you're in a hospital or in a hotel,
right?
Hospital,
so now,
you've ordered your homolis meal. You know they're going to heat it up.
Yeah.
So indirectly, unless you ask for cold enough, I suppose, but indirectly, you know they're going to heat it up. There might be the problem of tearing it on Shabbos.
Yeah, so tearing won't be a problem necessarily, but
if you indirectly, you know that you're going to order your meal, it's going to come, and you know indirectly they're going to obviously...
Yeah, so I don't exactly know how it works, because often they actually won't...
This is why you're in hospital.
Yeah.
Hotel.
It's a good shaila. Yeah, it's true that they are. If it's in a hospital, you're more likely to find a heter because even without sakona, you're considered in the category of chole she'ein bo sakona, and the certain heterim do apply. With regards to amir lenochi, yeah, but if it's a hotel, it's a bit harder to find a heter. Yeah, now Mishnah Berurah does speak out over here in Sifkot Lamed Hey, he distinguishes, I'm just reading the words, and the reason for that is, why are we more stringent with regards to Chazorah to Mishahir? Mishum the Ka'ovit Meisiv, because it's an action. Again, Shahir, there's never going to be a problem to benefit from it and enjoy it on Shabbos, because there was no action involved. It was very passive. Loi kovid meister, as opposed to chazore, where we are seeing now that sometimes it's also b'dieved. Now, full stop. Mamash, full stop now. In fact, if it would be possible to make a new paragraph, how make a new paragraph now? Because we're now going back to the very beginning. We're basically going to Bereshis Bore Elohim again. And now we're learning the following. V'yesh, I'm some, are completely of a different opinion. We learned, when does Issa Shia apply? We spoke about the machlokes between Rabbanon and whom? And Chananya. What was the opinion that we've been through until now? That what? That? Until now, what was the which opinion did we have? You can look at the beginning of the Sif. What was Shulchan Aruch's opinion so far? Look at the very first page Chof. That's right. If you look at Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Seif Aleph, page Chof, the third line, the last line, Shulchan Aruch said, Kiro, da-da-da-da-da, V'yesh b'mokoyim, da-da-da-da-da, Elam ken ispashol kol tzorkoy v'mitzta. Ispashol kol tzorkoy, you've got a with ispashol kol tzorkoy, Issa Shia doesn't apply. And prior to that, Issa Shia does apply. So all this was all that opinion, and now Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh oimrim, and now we're saying, no. Actually, nobody agrees to that. Some hold that this is not the case. Some hold that if it's special kemachal ben drusoi, which is, which opinion? Yeah. Perash, shame olam, this was a person. Sho'oichel ma'acholoi, was a person who ate his foods. Sho'olin special kotzoik, wasn't fully cooked. Very elegant of the Ramon not to say why. But he was a person who didn't eat fully cooked. He ate when it were long before they were cooked, because he was prepared to eat machem and dusoy. Oshen is partial called tzok when it's tamikla. Alternatively, he could eat it fully cooked, but it still carry on to cook even better. Now, mushal ha-shoysel gabe kira, he'll have to be shoy on a kira, hafil gabe tanu, even within a tanu, hafil usak be gefes be eitim, even if the fuel is gefes be eitim, hafil eino gofu v'ktum, even if it hasn't been gofu v'ktum, which means what? The coals are still there, and they have been covered. Not removed enough. It's not called the cotton. So this is the opinion now of Chananya. So Shulchan Aruch first brings the opinion of Chachamim, and then after the opinion of Chananya. So why do you need guf v'ktuma? What do you need guf v'ktuma for? What do you need guf v'ktuma for? What's the point of guf v'ktuma? When is it required? When is guf v'ktuma required? If from the point of Machab and Dosoi, you don't need guf v'ktuma, you can do Shia. So what do you need guf v'ktuma for? When you need guf v'ktuma? Pardon? Less than machem and usoy. Chazor, very good. Says Shulchan Aruch, ask that question. V'lo yuzko guf v'ktuma? Why do you need guf v'ktuma? When does it apply? V'husa b'kashik vav. When you need kashik vav? Helo kshizchel izbashel v'lo machem and usoy. Either when it's not machem and usoy yet. That was your answer. V'chein in simdali minin notel akadere me'ole uvo lachzir ole b'shabbos. If you want to return it on Shabbos, the Chazor on Shabbos. If you want to return foods on Shabbos, you need guf v'ktuma as well. That will be discussed at a later point. How to do chazor on Shabbos, we'll get to that. But one of the conditions we're learning now, if you want to do chazor per Shabbos, you need to have guf v'ktuma. Also, and if you forgot a tavshel which not machem and usoy, also you're allowed to have benefit from Shabbos. If you did it positively. Now the next four words are very, very important. Very important. We pass like the svarach and like latter svarach. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I want to now focus on halacha lemaisa. How do we pasken? We've got two opinions. The first whole few pages of Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph was the opinion that from days in Issa Shia until it's fully cooked. And after that, it's fine, but prior to that, you've got a problem of Shia. Now we're learning Yesh Oimrim, that no, actually, from Machab and Drusoi, there is no problem anymore of Shehiya. Habay say Nafkamina, if somebody's in the holidays, and he suddenly realizes, he had his blech with, but he forgot the blech, and he thought he had his hot plate, but he didn't have a hot plate, and he thought that his kegel was fully cooked, but he wasn't quite fully cooked. And he thought the challah was completely done, but he wasn't quite fully done. And it's 5 minutes before Shabbos, and he puts it all there. And he says, "Oh no, what's going on over here?" And then he puts it. He wants to put it all. You know, he wants to know as to whether. So he thinks to himself, "Oh, there might be." He's not cooking on Shabbos, Cholila. It's 10 minutes before Shabbos, but it's now 10 minutes before Shabbos. It's not fully cooked. Now he knows it's a Shia. You're not allowed to keep something on the fire. Shemichat bekecholin. And I'm saying, "Zeh chachomim of Shia." So he thinks to himself, "Well." Am I allowed to know? So according to, it depends. Chachamim, Chananya. If you go with the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, if it's not fully cooked, you've got a serious problem over here. You're not allowed to eat a Shia. Only if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to. It's not gofer katum. There's no way you can cover up the coals. There's no way you can remove the coals. You know, you've got a problem here. You've got a problem. It's not fully cooked. But according to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Oimrim, It's much more than Machem and Dusoy. Whether you go Machem and Dusoy being a Shlish Bishul, whether you go Machem and Dusoy being a Half Bishul, either way, it's beyond that stage. You'll have to just Bishoy it. What do you do? You've got first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and you've got the Rama, who paskens what? V'nagu lahokel, kesvoru achrona, the minig is to pask, the minig is lahokel, to be lean kesvoru achrona, like the latter opinion. Rabbi Yisrael, what would you do? Mutter also, how do you hold? So, pardon?
You can make like the
Rama. Okay.
Some people make like the
Rama, but certainly the Shazchak. You're saying that Bechatchila not, but Shazchak.
So you can
argue that Bechatchila is better not, but certainly in a matzav like this, you could certainly be Mekel.
Yeah.
It's not Bechatchila b'dievet, by the way, because Bechatchila b'dievet means post facto or pre-facto. It's not post factum over here. It's not. You're about to put it there before, right? It's not b'dievet. It's shas hadchak, but it's not b'dievet. It's not b'diavad. Yeah. Because what are you going to manage without a chalent? Moshele, a Shabbos without a chalent is not called Shas Ad Chag. Rabbi Feingold, could you please have a word with your son? So what's the Rabbi say? So we've got over here Shtikel Machlokes. It's very interesting because this remains a matter of controversy. It remains a bit of a shaila. We have got the Ramah, and so for the Sfardim, it's also a shaila. If you're passing like the first opinion and the second opinion, but certainly according to the Ramah, we've got the Ramah, and many Achronim want to say, "V'na gulokel kisvah Achrona." The meaning is to be making like a kisvah Achrona. And you make it. The fascinating point is that if you look in Tshuvas HaRamah, he speaks about it. Tshuvas HaRamah, which Ramah himself wrote, and over there it appears that, and I saw that Marsham also brings this down, that the Noah Gula Hokel, what does it sound like? Let's be medaic. Noah Gula Hokel. Noah Gula Hokel. Nearly. When Noah Gula Hokel. Oh, so the Ramon says that when I write Venoah Gula Hokel, it's a rule. That the Ramon writes himself, Venoah Gula Hokel is a Veloy Birzon Chachomim, he says. The people have that minik, Venoah Gula, that's what people do. What should I do? I'm raising my hands. That's what people do. That's what people do. You're asking me if it's right? No. I'm not hot on it. You're asking me if I don't have to be Moicha, I'm not going to protest, I'm not going to make a fuss. Because people do it. There's an opinion I hold like that. But ideally, if you ask me, Venoah Gula Hokel, it's not ideal. It's Venoah Gula Hokel, as opposed to Aminek La Hokel, or Veyesh La Hokel, or something like that. It's not. It's Venoah Gula Hokel. And if you look in the Pialoche, he very much goes like that. Pialoche brings down, Venoah Gula Hokel, I'm quoting the Pialoche now, because the Mishnah doesn't go into that point. Now listen to those words. Since the Yidden are dukim b'mitzvah oinik Shabbos, they are very, very particular on the mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos. Bevadai lo yishma lanu, they certainly won't listen to us. When we are going to tell them, make sure everything is cooked foods, people are certainly not going to listen to us. When it comes to food, Yidden get a little bit not so rational anymore. They lose their sense a little bit. So, therefore, when it comes to Adukim, Vadai lo Yishmu, they're not going to listen to us. Al Kain, therefore, Hanachlem, just leave them. Just leave it. Just leave it. Pick your battles. These opinions hold you can be Mekel. Pick your battles. Pick your battles. Fine. That's what he says. Mashmim is a drak mishum zele rotzalim chosidai. Not much. There's levels of Ethereum. Sometimes you have to protest. It's really bad. It's really also you have to protest. Sometimes it's just awesome. And sometimes, you know, leave it. It's fine. There are opinions. But the Chachamim certainly don't do that. Don't rely on that opinion. And Bialoch goes like that. And he carries on. I'm carrying on all the two lines. Then he says, we don't have the power to protest against the people who are lenient. Shekvar noagu omke yeshoyim, people already noyek like the yeshoyimrim, k'moshe kosev ramod, der mavad. Alkein, lefizel chatchel, bevatai toiv, certainly, ideally, you should be careful, sheyim evushel kol tzok, kodim chsheikh, make sure that everything is fully cooked before Shabbos, v'lesol kemen esh, remove it from the fire. And it says, and if you have got ach im erosh, and it's ach adam, if things got delayed, kugoin, such as, shebo oichem, visitor suddenly showed up, kodim shkei sacham, before Shabbos, people knocked on the door, you want to put a few things, few more potatoes on the flame, v'hutzach lavash le'ezitav shalavurim, you need to cook something for them, yochala amid ala pitput, lavash le'ach shal, av shal nitzpa shal, shkei rak chatsi bishl tzagi.
He said, if you know, last minute, emergency situation, you just see that guests, visitors are coming, just put them on the fire, it's fine, you can be lenient. But no, ideally, on regular Shabbos, don't rely on that. Don't rely on that. In fact, it's only lenient because of when it's visitors, when you need to be maker. Chatchila should not rely on that. He said, ideally, you should always ensure that everything should be fully cooked before Shabbos. Because we don't want to rely on the opinion that that Machal Bundesu is sufficient. It's interesting, Chaznish was more maker in this one. Chaznish didn't seem to go with his bialocha. Chaznish, Halige Chaznish, the Chayin Livocha, seemed to be more makel. But I think it is true to say that this is a very firmly established, solidly established minhag in Klal Yisrael. I think that it's nowadays certainly the, I think that we all agree that we don't rely on semi-cooked, I think so, no? Everybody's going to ensure that everything's fully cooked before Shabbos. And that's certainly what's, I think that's a solid minhag. And that's confidently we can say that it comes from the Bialocha and from the Achronim who say that we shouldn't really rely on the Ramo because the Ramo himself wasn't really Mekel. I think so. Rabbi, so what do you think about that? Is that pretty much? Yeah. So it's just interesting to note that this is really, I mentioned that initially when we spoke about Shia. It's fascinating, something which the starting point is a machlokes in the Gemara. It's machlokes which starts in the Gemara between Chananya and Rabbanon. And it goes, filters down throughout the whole Gemara, there's a whole sug about it. And then it filters down to Rishonim, machlokes Rishonim, how we paskin, machlokes Gedoyle Achonim, how we paskin. And it filters down all the way till contemporary Achonim, and to the Mishnebu and the Bialacha. Through all the times, throughout all the generations, historically very, very fascinating. How this machloek is that the mamash is very machloek, that very machloek is, how do you pasken? Like Chananya or like Chachamim, that remains actually machloek to this very day. And Lamaise Bialocha said the Chachanon should be machmir, and I think that's the maskana. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we just learned tonight, we continued into the discussion about, we said that there's no Maise Shabbos, there's no Isra Maise Shabbos with regards to Shochach Veshab, because low COVID Maise. We learned that Chazor is different because Chazor there is an action involved, and then we went into the Machlokas Chanani and Chachomim again, and we brought the Shulchan Aruch brings a second opinion that even Machem and Dusso is sufficient, and we learned that the Ramah is make like the second opinion, but it appears that make that Kula is not really what he really holds off ideally, and the Bialocha certainly paskins that it's only because mitzvahs are oneg Shabbos and anyone should not be making if possible at all. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.